Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to The Positivity Effect, and it's Thursday, March 3rd. Dr. Tom in the house. If you're not subscribed, guys, to the newsletter, head over to positivityeffect.com. You can sign up right away on the homepage, and I'll send some valuable information your way every week. Today, we have Eric Kruger back on, and he's definitely inspired me with his mission in life, you know, in the way he dresses, in how being a better man, how being a gentleman is his philosophy in life. The world absolutely needs more gentlemen. Today, we talk a little bit about why all of us struggle with our goals, why, you know, implementing habits into our life are very powerful. We share a few of those ourselves that both Eric and I have implemented into our own lives. And also, Eric shares some more insight into BetterManBlueprint.com. So without further ado, here's Eric Kruger. Hey, what's up, guys? We got Eric Kruger back for day two. Eric, how you doing, man?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So let's dive right into it. I alluded to it yesterday about, you know, you live in South Africa. I'm here in New York, in the United States. And a big thing in the United States is you know, especially now with podcasting, with, you know, how readily available social media is, self-development is a very big thing today. You know, here I am doing this podcast, The Positivity Effect. And, you know, yourself, you have the Better Man Blueprint. Is in South Africa, is self-development a big thing, or is it something that you feel you're really at the forefront and then it's, you know, trying to pave the way for other people? What, you know, what's the differences we like, you know, in over in South Africa?
You know, from we definitely lagging behind in terms of podcast numbers and blogs. There definitely isn't the numbers that you guys are pulling. But when I started Better Man, one of the important things for me is that I almost onboard everyone who joins. So initially, when you join Better Man, there'll be an email to you that asks you to introduce yourself to me. And then that story of the wolf that we covered will be in a follow-up email to that. And what I've just realized is that the guys who are joining Better Man, they're getting a lot of the information from overseas, from blogs like The Art of Manliness and Art of Charm. So locally, in terms of blogging at least, I'd say Better Man is probably at the forefront for men's self-development. But then obviously we have the magazines like Men's Health and GQ and those guys. But it's a very different field, I think.
And, you know, you just said when you have somebody that's onboarded and you kind of go through that same story that you walked me through yesterday about, you know, the wolf story, what are some of the common themes, you know, when someone comes on? Is there some common themes, or you feel it's really individual, or you're starting to see that as the more guys you help, you're really seeing these common core themes come up of things that they're struggling with?
I can tell you the main theme is a lack of clarity. And it ties back to what you were saying about purpose. In the beginning of the year, I did a big course on goal setting for the guys. And I just find that, you know, we spend a lot of our time during the day working on things that aren't appropriate or that aren't going to get us towards working towards our goals. But we do it anyway because we don't have a clear vision of where we want to go. So that's probably the biggest theme. And then second to that would be procrastination, which actually makes a lot of sense, because if you don't really know where you want to go, then why are you going to put the effort into to get there?
And, you know, procrastination, we can apply that to anything, especially, you know, on my theme of the show. You know, if we're looking to be more helpful in our society, you know, if we're looking to be that person, that go-to in our neighbor, in our neighborhood, you know, where we're going to help contribute to, whether it's just, you know, giving of our time or giving of our money, or, you know, if it's part of, we're, you know, a part of a local church and we're looking to help the homeless, anything you can think of how, you know, you're going to contribute and give more back to the world. When there's procrastination, you know, those things aren't going to happen, and they're just going to continually get pushed back. And it's important for us to recognize that when we get through that procrastination and we start to contribute more and we lift others up, but we're not doing it for the praise, we're just doing it to help others. I hate to say it, through doing that, you really, you're going to start to lift yourself up too. Even though you're not doing it for that self-praise, yeah, you're going to just start to feel better about yourself, and people are going to notice it without you even saying anything. They're going to see, wow, you know, Tom is just, there's something about Tom, or, you know, Eric, or there's something about Eric. I just can't put my finger on it. It's just, it just emanates from him. And the more we do it, you know, you can be that light on the top of a mountain for somebody. You know, we don't have to be up in their face, trying to help them. But, you know, thinking back on that, just this whole conversation about procrastination, applying it to our life personally, applying it to our business, what are some tips that you go through when you're trying to help somebody overcome procrastination?
You know, there's one thing that I hammer all the time, and my sign off when I with the emails that I sent is acta non verba, which is Latin for action, not words. And that to me is really just what it's all about. Stop saying what you want to do and just go and do it. I get a bit fed up when we make all these excuses. You know, if you're making excuses, you're not taking responsibility for your life. And if you're not taking responsibility for your life, then obviously you're not going to take action, and you're going to blame everything that happens to you or everything that you procrastinate on something else, instead of just saying, you know what, I'm the one responsible and I'm going to take this action. And start small. I think that would probably be my number one tip. When you want to form any habit, you want to start small. And essentially procrastination, the best way to overcome it is to start forming better habits. So whatever it is that you want to do, if it is that you want to be more sociable, like you were saying, it starts with that hi or that smile or that thank you to the cashier that's checking you out. It starts with 5 push-ups and eventually you'll get to 50. It starts with classic example that BJ Fogg uses when he talks about tiny habits, is start with one tooth and eventually do all of your teeth. So just start small, but take action. Action brings clarity. So if you're not sure about your purpose, if you're not sure about where you want to be, then the only way to really figure it out is to start taking action. And along the way, you'll fail. And along the way, you'll change your mind. But it's because you've taken those actions that you are able to change your mind, and that you are able to eventually then align your sights with the correct goal. If I think back of my journey to where I am today, I'm not quite sure that I would be here if it wasn't for those 30 or 40 tombstones that's currently lying with my hosting domain.
Right. All those little steps that you took where, you know, Eric, I think of in my own life very recently, I've started again, you know, just on this path of healthy eating, you know, and for me,
I saw you blogged about it today.
I did. Yeah. And for me, it was always like, whether it was a healthy eating or a fitness goal or, you know, this new business idea, it was like the big grand idea in my mind. And I think it's this kind of probably, most people will probably relate to this, is that you have the big grand idea, but you just keep procrastinating. You keep stopping. You don't take action because you're like, this is too big of an idea. I can't take action on this.
Exactly.
And that's what I, you know, even for my podcast, when I first started, it was hard for me to first start taking action because I was just like, this is way too big. I can't do this. Until I was like, let me take a small step, you know, a baby step. And that was, you know, with fitness too. Like, I was always like in my head, I have to go to the gym and I have to deadlift 200 pounds. And, you know, I got to put on all this lean muscle. And it was just a very big idea of what fitness meant to me. Or I have to throw out everything I'm eating and start eating healthier. And it was always a big idea until, you know, a couple of days ago. It was just,
I don't have to go crazy. Let me just start walking. So I started walking on the treadmill. And these small little steps, just walking, listening to a podcast. It's a small thing. You know, I'm not running. I'm not sprinting. I'm not dripping of sweat after my exercise. But just those couple of days, I'm already, my mind is, I have more clarity in my mind. I'm more focused when I'm doing anything with work. And it's a small step. And it's so true. It just ties back to what you're saying, that you have to take these small little steps. You have to fail quickly, you know, and fail a lot before you get to your ultimate goal.
I think it comes back to, you know, we, as human beings, we're quite impatient. And so you want to go from 0 to 100 kilometers straight away, which I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, you can't go from not doing something to doing all of it. You need to sort of phase into it. But then we feel like, oh, if I just done a bit of treadmill walking today, what have I really accomplished? Well, you've accomplished more than you would have if you didn't do it at all. So with your new eating plan, are you incorporating this kind of principle where you're breaking it down a bit for yourself? What's your action plan to incorporate into your life?
Yeah, it's much more smaller, you know, bite-sized, quote unquote, you know, steps. Like whether it's just, okay, let me in the, you know, at night in my journal, let me be mindful first. Let me recap on my day, even for a quick sentence. Let me write down. Let me think about, what did I eat today? You know, was I mindful while I was eating? That's a big thing for me, is I can be distracted while I'm eating. You know, am I thinking about this? Am I trying to multitask? Am I reading a book or listening to a podcast while I'm eating? You know, trying to maximize on my time. And for a big thing for me was to just stop and just take the time to eat, be present and mindful from while I'm eating. And a big one was thinking of, is really being present in terms of recognizing how thankful I am to have this food. You know, people around the world don't have the food and the access to the food that I have. And I can leave my house and go get something fast food, or I can go to the supermarket and make something so quickly. And it was raising my awareness about that is really helping me focus again about getting back to basics, you know, having just some vegetables, or, you know, instead of having all these real rich foods that are so easily and readily available. It reminds me of how powerful just the basic food groups are, you know, the vegetables and getting rid of the refined sugars, because I remember, wow, I am so grateful that I have access to these things, and, you know, I can't be taking these things for granted.
Yeah, and it's funny how once you just start taking that small step, how the rest just falls into place.
Yeah, and it just starts to fall into place, and then you could take these bigger steps, and it becomes easier and easier. And would you say with Betterman Blueprint, when you first started, you know, you had that first WordPress up and you and your friend were doing it for a couple hours, and then you kept doing all these, you know, you said the graveyard of all these sites, you know, once you kept getting, you kept testing and testing and testing and testing, and then you got to your final, you know, what really helped you push forward is you had the blueprint, you had in your mind your purpose of what you want to do with it. And that's what really helps me with the food too, is knowing why do I want to eat healthier? And I think that's what helps push forward too. It is not just taking those small steps, but knowing, you know, why do you want to do X, Y, Z? You know, is it so you have more energy for your family? Is it just so you feel better and you could spring out of bed with energy? You know, for us doing these websites, is it because we want to affect, you know, X, Y, Z amount of people and help them, you know, we want to create a ripple effect of better men in the world, a ripple effect of positive messages in the world. And that's, I think for me too, that was the big connection, was knowing why am I wanting to eat better.
And you know what, something that you mentioned is that you are journaling at night. And I think that is probably the most underrated daily discipline. It's everyone that I speak to who has success at some level, they meditate, whatever that might mean to them, and they journal. And I understand why it's so powerful, because you're sitting with your own thoughts. You're not just taking the day as it comes. You're actually intentionally sitting down and saying, why am I doing what I'm doing? What do I want to accomplish with it? And it's those times, because, you know, like you get up in the morning and you're getting ready for work and you're in the car and there's the radio, you get to work and there's your employees and you get home and there's your family and then you get into bed. There's been no real time where you've sat with your thoughts and just said, who am I? Like, what do I want to do? Why do I want to do it?
Yeah, that was like the big transition for me with journaling was when I first used to think about it, I was like, oh, like I would romanticize the idea of journaling. And I would think about that I have to have these amazing journal entries, you know, for me when I would go back and read it and, you know, these eloquently written entries. And it would, you know, and it made me, that was where the purpose or the self-worth was in the actual writing of the entries. And then it really started to transition to what you just said was, really, when you strip it down, the thing of, you know, of just sitting down with your thoughts while you're writing, that's where the transformation is. And that's what you're doing. It's the exercise of just being with your thoughts. And then you're clearing all the cobwebs from your mind. And then you're so much more effective the following day. You know, and, you know, every morning when we get up, that is a new day. We don't have to worry about what happened yesterday. We just keep pushing forward. And the journaling really, wow, it's just been such a powerful technique. And it I'm sure you can attest to that too.
Mm. Do you journal by writing in like some sort of a diary or do you use an app?
Yeah, I sometimes use Evernote because it's just all digital and I can jump into it. But I've really been getting back into the just writing down on paper. I have a little notebook. Me and my fiance do it together where every month, you know, we sit down and we write out the month. And, you know, if it's January 1 through 31, we kind of cross-reference, you know, what's going on in her life, what's going on in my life. So we make sure we're lined up for the month. And then it's just writing out every single individual day, you know, writing it at night, you know, what's going to go on for the following day. And then you go through your day. And then when I come back at night, I get to kind of say, oh, I did this, I did that. Oh, let me write down a couple of thoughts too that are on my mind. You know, how did I do? How did I do with my eating? You know, was I mindful? How did I do with just overall interactions with people? Was I letting, you know, was I tired today and was I letting that get the best of me and I wasn't responding, you know, appropriately? You know, what was I doing the right thing? Was I helping someone today? And it starts to compound the more you do that. It's really powerful.
Yeah, but what a powerful routine, hey, for you to have. I mean, there's so many things that you spoke about just now that could in each on its own be an hour podcast, you know, a routine at night, journaling, making sure that someone that you're with, that you guys are aligned, that you're sort of moving in the same direction. There's and doing a daily audit. So like journaling could be your thoughts, just so sort of where you are at, but it can be like you're doing a personal audit of my day and then already planning for the next day so that you're not getting to the next day and you have to sit down, plan. It takes some of your willpower away, right? Because every decision you make.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. So you're already doing that the night before. So you're already saving willpower for the next day. So, I mean, just so many powerful things to take away just from that little bit that you said now.
Thank you, Eric. And, you know, I think too, like just for something as we take for granted, like the power of dressing well, you know, and I look, when we pull up your website, you could see just the focus that you have and how important it is that you dress well. And I think for you, probably when you dress well and it removes some of that fog in your head, because you know how you're going to be dressing for the day and it sets you up with confidence for the day. And it really helps remove some of that, you know, the cloudiness in your mind when you have purpose. And it's amazing what clothing can do and how it can give purpose to someone.
You know, it's funny because I've always just been a big suit fan. Like, it just, especially because initially when I was a physical therapist, you can't go to work in a suit. So I'd go to work in like tracksuit pants and whatever. So
right.
It was always aspirational to me to get to the point where I'm wearing a suit. And I'm actually organizing the very first suit night event now. So it's going to be a local event, about 45 guys. And I was speaking to Remy Martin today, they're a cognac brand. They're going to be involved doing a cognac and cigar pairing. So it's going to be this whole exclusive evening.
Oh, wow.
And I went there dressed in my suit, like you would see me on the website. And his initial reaction to me was, oh, I can see you're already a better man. There's just that association with the way that you dress. People just respond differently to you. And I never really drive the point home too much, but there's definitely an underlying tone that being a better man is also being a gentleman.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I think your clothing ties in very nicely to that.
It does, yeah. And, you know, Eric, you know, kind of getting back on the topic of journaling, you know, for you, I don't know if you do you journal? Do you do a kind of journal?
I do.
Yeah, and I think that really resonates out into your website and out into your, you know, your core offering of how you offer these daily emails to your audience. And that's powerful. You know, it's hard to write a daily email that's powerful and impactful every single day. And I don't think you'd be able to do that if you weren't giving yourself some time, you know, with your thoughts instead of just running, letting your thoughts run amok. And, you know, like you said, getting up, going to work, coming home, and then kind of rinse and repeat. So for you writing those daily emails, like, why don't you share just like a gratifying moment, or maybe, you know, about a story, maybe somebody that a testimonial of somebody that just has connected and really vibed with those emails and it's just really impacted them in a powerful way. I'd love to hear about that.
You know what I think the most amazing thing to me has been is that guys that have joined Better Man have been inspired enough to start their own self-development blogs. So that something that sprung from Better Man is about 3 or 4 other self-development blogs. And also guys who are aiming towards men. And obviously a lot of the information that they've been getting from me over the 19 or 20 months that I've been doing this is what sparked the fire for them. And that to me, I mean, there's been plenty of guys that would say, you know, it's changed their life, something, I don't want to say generic like that, but there isn't really much to it. But the guys who've said that, you know, like, this has inspired me to the point where I'm on this journey and now I want to share it with other people. I mean, that's when there's real impact, you know, because now it's not just my message, it's them spreading their message because of what I was doing. And that to me has been very special.
You know, and Eric, I was just coming, I wanted to ask you one final question, and I think you just answered it. You know, I was going to ask you, if you were suddenly at the end of your life and you were reflecting on all that you've been through and all that you've created, what kind of impact would you want to be remembered for? And I think you just answered it right there, right? Like that ripple effect of someone coming to you for help and then now, hey, coming back, Eric, you know, I just want to let you know I'm so thankful for the value that you provide me on a daily basis. Guess what? I now have the confidence to go out and do the same.
You know, when I just started Better Man, and I don't know to what extent you had this battle in your mind as well, naming like what you're going to do is so tough. Jeez. And for two reasons. Number one, it's like impossible to find a .com these days that has your original idea. And the second is like, just from a branding point of view, like, do I do it as erickruger.com or do I get like something that's a bit more anonymous, you know? But when I decided on Better Man, it was just because of what I told you, like, go to bed at night, a better man. And I found betterman.com was taken. It's like some sort of a sex forum. So that was out. But I decided to go with bettermanblueprint.com. But the brand is still Better Man.
Better Man, yeah.
And my initial worry was that guys are going to think, geez, this dude is so arrogant. Like, he has his face on the website and he's saying that he's a better man than the rest of us. And like, you know, who does he think he is? And then over time, guys have taken that word and made it their own. Like, so I get so many emails, I'm striving to be a better man. I want to be a better man. I'm being a better man for my family.
So powerful.
I want to be a better man so that I can provide for my kids. And people making that the brand their own, it's been amazing.
And that's the power of words. You know, like, it's so easy to forget about the power of words. Like, what are the words that we're telling ourselves in our own mind on a daily basis? And how inspiring for us to say, you know, as men, I want to be a better man, you know, in this, you know, I want to be a better man to my kids, to my wife, to my community, to my coworkers, to my boss, to myself. I want to be a better man to myself. You know, when we love ourselves first, we're able to provide so much more for others. And I think we forget that. We're always so focused on trying to help others. But sometimes when we just help ourselves and lift ourselves up, we're actually helping others, because then people will worry less about us. And, you know, any loved ones in our life will, you know, oh, he's doing something great with his life, you know. And that's, I think we forget about that too, the power of just helping and lifting ourselves up through that.
Yeah. And what I keep saying to the guys is that the work that we do, all the self-development work that we're doing is inwards, but the effect is outwards.
Oh, I love that. The effect is outwards. Eric,
that's it.
I am truly inspired by your positivity. I'm so thankful that you reached out to me and connected with me. This has been really a special interview for me. And thank you so much for sharing your personal stories.
It's been great, Tom. Thanks. And obviously, keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job. You speak so well. I wish I could speak as well as you do.
Oh, you're doing great. Listen, I mean, is English your, you know, is it your primary language?
It's my second language. So I'm Afrikaans first, but I should be quite fluent in English by now because I have an English girlfriend. So.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, for a secondary language, Eric, you're very eloquent. So it's, you know, definitely hats off to you because I wish I had a second language. I took Spanish in school for a couple of years, and it's like I could say I probably, it's funny, like maybe 7 years of Spanish and I can say hello in Spanish. So it's definitely parting, you know, you have to have that practice too. So it's helpful. But
Thank you very much.
So for people, they can connect with you at bettermanblueprint.com. And what's also the best way for them to reach out to you?
Just eric@bettermanblueprint.com. So Eric with a K. And then they can also just go check on Facebook. If they put on Betterman blog, the page should pop up.
Awesome. And Eric, anything too? Anything else you'd like to let the audience know? Anything new that's going on with Betterman Blueprint? Anything, you know, I'd love, you know, for you to share anything that you're doing right now.
Yeah, so the main focus for me at this stage is email. This week I actually just did a bit of a poll with my audience, and from March I'll be sending out about 200,000 emails a month, and it's daily, so it's even going to be over the weekend now, and the format has changed quite a bit, which I'm excited about. So if you have the time, go and subscribe to the daily email and see what it's all about.
That's it, guys. Check it out. Eric, our audience is well aware. They could find everything that we mentioned in today's episode by going to positivityeffect.com and just putting your name right in the search bar. And thank you so much. Awesome. You've been so generous with your time and your stories. I have definitely been empowered by your positivity, and I can say that definitely for everyone else. So thank you so much, Eric.
Thank you, Tom.
Take care.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com, sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.